As summer stretched to autumn, Sharp put together a system to detect the all-important movement of Confederate soldiers between Lee's army defending Richmond and Petersburg and Early's force preserving Lee's supply lifeline from the Shenandoah. Sharp, Babcock, and McEntee exchanged memos constantly, with updates on regiments moving between Richmond and the Shenandoah, which were drawn from daily interrogations, reports of their agents behind the lines, and coded messages Elizabeth Van Loo and Samuel Ruth delivered from their networks. Judson Knight, whom Sharp had sent out from Grant's headquarters on regular trips behind the lines, picked out buildings in the City Point compound to house a dozen of Sharp's best men and set up a regular communications line with Van Loo's underground. One of the operatives whom Sharp sent to Knight for the infiltrations was a Richmond man who had been a clerk for John Van Loo. Meanwhile, Sharp ordered Babcock to Washington in early August to devise a clandestine system to monitor Early's main rail links with Richmond. Three Unionists Babcock used before who lived near the depots for the three major Richmond to Shenandoah railroads, Isaac Silver, James Kamek, and Ebenezer McGee, visited the stations regularly to question passengers and rail employees about traffic and to watch specifically for troop trains chugging to the valley. Within a month, Babcock had reports from the watchers coming in several times a week. For the regular flow of messages from Van Loo, a steam launch landed a Sharp scout, usually a man named Carney, on the north bank of the James early in the night. Before daylight the next day, Carney met with Van Loo's courier and returned to the Union side of the river with her messages. Other times, Van Loo had Ruth and his employees carry messages on trains riding the rails south out of Richmond. The rendezvous with the Van Loo couriers could be dangerous for Sharp's men. Rebel scouts nearly captured one of them when he met Van Loo's messenger on another route near the Chickahominy River. Before the Confederates rode up to him, Van Loo's courier managed to swallow the slips of paper with her report.